This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are scheduled to speak later today about a set of new measures meant to address gun violence here in the United States. One action is proposed, rule from the Justice Department to stop the proliferation of so-called ghost guns that lack serial numbers and are difficult for law enforcement to trace when they are used in crimes. The push for measures to counter gun violence comes after the latest mass shootings here in the U.S., including last month's killing of 10 people at a grocery store in Colorado and the killing of 8 people at spas in the Atlanta area. Such attacks spurred debate on the divisive issue of gun control in the U.S. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the president's moves would trample over the constitutional rights to bear arms. British authorities recommended Wednesday that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine not be given to adults under 30 where possible because of stronger evidence that the shot may be linked to rare blood clots. The recommendation came as regulators in the United Kingdom and the European Union emphasized that the benefits of receiving the vaccine continue to outweigh the risk for most people. EU's drug regulator said it found a possible link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and a rare clotting disorder, but recommended the vaccine's continued use. Most of the cases reported have occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of the vaccination. But based on the currently available evidence, the EMA was not able to identify specific risk factors. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, including well-known publisher Jimmy Lai, have pleaded guilty to taking part in an unauthorized rally in 2019 that led to violence between police and demonstrators. Lai is already being held in custody on charges related to his outspoken opposition to China's crackdown on civil liberties in the territory. The governments in Beijing and Hong Kong have been pursuing criminal cases against political opponents and civil rights activists in Hong Kong in a crackdown that followed the 2019 protests. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo pledged Wednesday to continue the Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Raimondo said tariffs imposed during Donald Trump's presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and the aluminum industries. Overall, the U.S. is maintaining tariffs on 66% of Chinese exports. Raimondo said that those import taxes are needed to level the playing field for international trade. A Pew Research Center survey taken last year found that nearly 9 out of 10 adults in the U.S. consider China a competitor or enemy rather than a partner. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday there would be no national lockdown, ignoring growing calls from health experts a day after the nation saw its highest number of COVID-19 deaths in 24 hours since the pandemic began. Bolsonaro said he is not going to accept the politics of stay home and shut everything down. Brazil's health ministry registered 4,195 deaths on Tuesday, becoming the third country to go above that threshold, as Bolsonaro's political opponents demanded stricter measures to slow down the spread of the virus. And Chile approved Wednesday the emergency use of the vaccine from the Chinese-Canadian consortium CanSino, restricting its distribution to people between 18 and 60 years of age. President Sebastian Pinheiro underlined the CanSino shot requires only one immunization, helping in the outreach of the health campaign. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.